It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. If you've ever visited a business in Springfield, near the front door, there's a good chance you've seen stacks of a free newspaper called Illinois Times. It's a category of paper known as an alt-weekly, conceived as an alternative to the daily newspaper in a community. Though I would argue that for Springfield, the IT has become a primary news source, not an alternative. Illinois Times recently celebrated its 50th anniversary, surviving many changes in journalism, from the rise of the internet and social media to the collapse of classified advertising. Fletcher Farrar has seen many of those changes firsthand. He owned the paper, or I should say he has owned the paper since 1977 and serves as its editor too. He joins us now to talk about the anniversary, the paper's history, and what comes next. Fletcher, congratulations on 50 years. Welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you, Brian. Nice to be with you.
And listeners, you can join us today at 800-222-9455. We are back live for this part of the show. What questions do you have about running a newspaper like Illinois Times? What do you think is the role of a community newspaper in 2025? And if you're in Springfield, what has IT meant to you? The number again, 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. All right, Fletcher, what does it mean for you, for IT to reach 50 years?
Well, it's a great milestone for us, and I thought at the beginning that it was pretty unlikely. We used to celebrate every week when we'd get the paper out. It was like a weekly miracle. And then after 5 years, we got really excited. 25 years, we thought maybe we might get stable and last a while. We're just real pleased that we've gotten to be a stable business in Springfield. We've had good support from advertisers and readers, and so we're trying to continue to please our advertisers and readers and look for ways to expand.
So for people who are not in Springfield, what does Illinois Times do? What are you trying to achieve every week?
Well, we try to report the news that nobody else is reporting, and on stories that we do duplicate what other people or other media are reporting, we try to do it different and better. We specialize in in-depth reporting. We have a long-form cover story every week, as well as numerous local news stories. But it's not just news. We have we cover arts and entertainment and culture, and we have an opinion section as well. So we try to give our readers a variety. Our calendar continues to be popular, and we strive to get a lot of listings in every week to meet our readers' needs.
The entertainment calendar, concerts, art shows, that kind of thing. As the former arts and entertainment person at the State Journal Register, I can tell you that is a tremendous undertaking in and of itself. You know, what makes IT different from what people might get from the State Journal Register, especially in 2025?
Well, we're growing, for one thing. We're adding new reporters. And there's a lot of areas that we haven't been able to cover that we hope to get to. We're still trying to explain stories better and put the news in context. We are different than the daily paper in that our interpretation of news is better and we cover different subjects, but they still have some very good reporters and do a good job as well. There's plenty of news for all of us.
Sure thing. And I don't mean to disparage the people who are still working at the SJR, and we can get into some of the systemic changes in journalism a little later on. Let's talk about the paper's history. For the 50th anniversary edition, which came out back in September, you had an extended editor's note reflecting on some of your history with journalism and with a paper. How did you find out about Illinois Times?
Well, I was a daily news reporter in Decatur, and I first saw the Illinois Times when it was being handed out at the information booth at the Illinois State Fair. This was soon after they started in 1975. I thought it was refreshing and different. It was a different format and had a lot of art and a variety of articles that seemed fresh and exciting at the time. So I was interested and came and got to meet the people that had started the paper and ask if I could maybe start a Decatur franchise of Illinois Times. But that didn't work out. They said, well, why don't you buy the whole thing? So we had several conversations, and one thing led to another, and I became the owner in July of 1977.
What made you want to be an owner of a newspaper? It's a very different thing than writing for one.
Well, it seemed like a glamorous thing to do. I had heard that there was an A.J. Liebling quote that said, freedom of the press is guaranteed only to those who own one. And that was meant as a slap in the face to newspaper owners, but still it made me feel like that might be possible someday. Also, my father always wanted me to be in business and thought that everybody should be in business. And so he helped me get started in business. When I got to Illinois Times, I was a 28-year-old newspaper reporter and didn't know anything about business. But I learned week by week and learned by doing it.
What was running the paper like in those early years?
Well, it was... it was a work in progress. It was an experience every week. There were a lot of late nights and a lot of difficult decisions to make. A lot of the founding staff had never gotten a raise until I came along, and certainly I couldn't say no because I couldn't publish a paper without them. And so we gradually got to where people were getting paid more. And we also had a lot of offers of freelance material. And freelancers have always been a big part of the paper, with writers who are not staff writers, but they're good writers in the community, and we pay by the piece, and that has worked out well for us over the years.
How much did the job turn out to be what you expected it to be?
Oh, I didn't know what to expect, but I did learn how to find my role as editor, and that's the newspaper business that I know best. I got to know other editors from around the country. A lot of the alt weeklies were started by people from the editorial side. And so a lot of that organization's programming was about how to make money, because that's the part that none of us knew very well. So we learned from each other.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are talking about the Springfield newspaper, Illinois Times. It's known as an alt-weekly. It recently celebrated 50 years in publication. We're talking about the anniversary, the history, and what's next for the paper with its editor and owner, Fletcher Farrar. You can join us. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. More to come after a break. This is the 21st Show. It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about the 50th anniversary of the Springfield weekly newspaper, Illinois Times, looking back at some of its history, its role in the community, and what comes next for it in this ever-changing landscape for journalism. We're talking with the paper's owner for most of that history and its editor, Fletcher Farrar. You can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right, as I said earlier, IT is what those of us in the news industry call an alt-weekly. And the idea was it would be an alternative to the daily paper in a community, you know, covering the stories that maybe the mainstream paper was too straight-laced to cover back in the day. We have documented on our program the precipitous decline in local newspapers. In Springfield, the State Journal Register went from a nearly 60-person newsroom, 15 years ago, to what I found on the staff directory this morning was 7, 3 in city state, 3 sports, and a photographer. I wonder how that has changed how you think about the role of Illinois Times in the community.
Well, the word alternative, as you said, started out to be an alternative to the big bad dailies, but it has evolved over the years, and I think it's still a good name for us. Some of the newer papers sometimes don't care too much about the word alternative, but we found it to be adaptive, to be alternative to bad journalism, an alternative to light journalism. And lately, it's an alternative to the culture, I think. There's a lot of the common culture that doesn't care about the news as much as we do. So it's an opportunity to get facts, get understanding, explaining, and that's an alternative to a lot of the other media that is in our culture these days.
What are some of the ways Illinois Times has had to adapt and evolve over 50 years through, again, this changing journalistic landscape we talked about?
Well, one thing that I've noticed a lot is the changing technology. When I came to work here, I brought my own typewriter with me, and we used back then, we had benefited from the advent of cold type, where we rented CompuGraphic machines and could have our own type come out of in a photographic process in a way that nobody could afford a few years before that. So I noticed that computer technology, we wrote a cover story about the advent of personal computers, and that was back in 1983, and which didn't seem all that long ago, but we said then that the personal computing is here to stay, and it will be as big as the Industrial Revolution, and I think that's kind of come true. So the changes in technology have helped us in a lot of ways, and have made it possible for us to do more with less, and also to grow with the technology. That's just one way that changing times have affected us.
Yeah, you can really see the differences looking through the gallery of covers in the 50th anniversary edition. Not just obviously a change in design, taste, and aesthetic, but in what's possible, right? And what's possible to do in a short time frame.
Well, I put together that gallery of covers and was just amazed at some of the things that I remembered and discovered. In 2010, we did a cover story about the proposal for a 10th Street Rail project and railroad consolidation. And that was 15 years ago that project started, and we watched that grow over time. Another cover that I mentioned that I noticed was in 2001, in September, 2 days after 9/11, we came out with a cover story about what had happened, and the cover headline said, "What now?" And there were thoughtful pieces in there about the necessity of spending some time with thinking about what happened without immediately resorting to revenge and violent retaliation. So I'm pleased that we had put a plea for thoughtfulness at that time.
How do you think about coverage of state politics, right? This is, Springfield is in many ways a company town, and that company is state government. Was there ever consideration to making that, you know, the primary focus of IT's coverage?
Well, we still cover, we cover a lot, aided by Capital News Illinois, which has really increased the coverage of the State House. I'd like to cover more. Local politics is the most important kind of politics. It needs interpretation, politics does, and that is rare for newspapers to do well. So we've done the best we can, and we're going to keep trying to do better. I think politics is very important, particularly interpretive politics on the local level.
Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Fletcher Farrar, the owner and editor of Illinois Times, the alt-weekly in Springfield, which marked its 50th anniversary this year. Newspapers have had a difficult road for more than a decade now, arguably 20 years, depending on when what events you're looking at. But, you know, other alt weeklies have had, you know, we've seen the Village Voice in New York City stop publishing for a few years. Now it's a quarterly paper. Chicago Reader has gone through many ownership changes in the past two decades. I think there was an alt weekly in Champaign called The Octopus, gone. What has kept Illinois Times going, you know, and seemingly stable?
Well, we try to stay lean and mean and put out a paper once a week and just do that and repeat. So we've gone through hard times and have somehow gotten through it. But there's other things that work in our favor. One is being in a town the size of Springfield has helped in that, with a circulation of 20,000 papers that we print now, we can reach more than half of the households in Springfield. Whereas in a city like Chicago, the Chicago Reader never got to more than 10% of the households there. So in a smaller town, it's easier to be a dominant form of media. Also, in a town like Springfield, nobody tries to swoop in here and buy us for millions of dollars. Springfield shields us from all the hedge funds wanting to buy up newspapers. Like, as I'm kidding a bit about that, but still.
So you are entertaining offers if it's the right millions of dollars.
Not now. We've got a plan that doesn't involve that, but we seem to be at the right place at the right time. Springfield has been good to us.
So we one of the other things, and you alluded to this earlier, you know, the majority of people get no news these days, it seems. And you know, then there's another tier of people, a large group who get community news from social media, right? Be it a Facebook group or the Nextdoor app or whatever. How do you keep IT relevant in this era of not just partisanship, but just no news?
Well, we employ good journalists for one thing. We appreciate journalism and have put all our resources into that. And I think people appreciate good news when they can find it. What we need to do now is to make it more accessible. We still have a print newspaper, and we plan to continue that. But we want to become more aware that a lot of people read their news on their phones. And we've always had a website, and we break news on a website, we want to make it more digitally accessible with newsletters and digital only news when it breaks. So that's one of the things we need to keep adapting to the way people get their news. But still, I think that reporting real news by journalists is key to success.
How do you think about the next 50 years? Will what form might Illinois Times look like in 2075?
Well, for now, we think that it's important to keep our print product while we develop other means of delivery. So that's one thing. But we're in the middle of changing our economic model from a for-profit to a nonprofit. And nonprofit, for some people, would say, well, that's not too much different from what we've always done, because we've never specialized in too much profit. But the ownership changes, and it becomes more of a public service to provide the news. We'll have a board of directors, and we'll have an opportunity to ask for financial donations from readers and from grants and from foundations. That will be another source of revenue to keep us growing and keep us on our toes.
Last question, to go back to that 50th anniversary editor's note you wrote for that edition of the paper. What does it mean to have a free press in the year 2025?
Well, I said, Dan, and I think it's true that to keep a press free, you have to use your freedom well, and to not be afraid of hard stories, and to realize what are the important questions to answer in the news. I think that people appreciate the freedoms that we have in this country, and they don't want them trivialized, and they don't want freedom of the press misused. Freedom of the press means to write about what's important, and to tell people what they need to know, and to tell the truth, and to tell it as often as we can. So it's a great mission, keeps us motivated, and we look forward to the readers, I think, will continue to appreciate it and keep coming back to us.
Fletcher Farrar is editor and owner of Illinois Times. Fletcher, happy anniversary. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate being here.
I should say Illinois Times is not the only media institution celebrating its 50th anniversary in Springfield this year. NPR Illinois, our partner station, WUIS, is also 50. Fletcher will be joining the NPR Illinois general manager, Randy Eccles, to talk about that history and the future of local media in a free event happening this Friday. It's sponsored by the Citizens Club of Springfield. Again, 8 a.m. Friday at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. If you want more information on that, we'll post a link on our website, 21stshow.org. That's it for us today. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. And Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.